This podcast from News Talk WHCU is sponsored by Brightworks Computer Consulting. Call 277-8585. With your Tuesday morning news watch, I'm Lee Rayburn, and joining us in the studio this morning, Ithaca attorney Yifat Shealtiel. And she is taking a look. Actually, she's with a state coalition for paid family leave. Yifat, thanks for joining me this morning. Why is paid family leave currently being debated in our state legislature important to you?
Thank you so much for having me here, Lee, and good morning. So I wanted to really discuss paid family leave. It is very, very important. We have a lot of working parents, and it is very important that they are able to, in fact, take some time to bond with a new child, or if someone needs to take care of an ill family member, that they are able to do that. And unfortunately, we are one of the last countries to actually pass a paid family leave. And so far in the United States, there are 4 states that have passed it, including California and New Jersey. So what that means is for New Jersey is that our businesses now are actually competing with New Jersey businesses to get good employees. And it just shouldn't be that way. We should have paid family leave.
What do we have on the books right now, Yifat?
So right now, Governor Cuomo has, in fact, put forth a proposal in his budget designating actually paid family leave as a priority for 2016, which is great. And part of what is on the table is that employees will, in fact, get 12 weeks of paid family leave. They will get 2/3 of their lost wages up to a capped amount. Now, actually, Governor Cuomo did not have that originally in there, and he just stated last Tuesday that he will make that amendment, so we are hoping to see that happen soon. I believe his deadline to do that would be the 12th of this month.
So wait a minute, though. So as it stands right now on the books, it would be paid family leave without any sort of bottom, or if he doesn't add that amendment, there's paid family leave, but no telling how much they'd be paid on their leave.
Well, unfortunately, if he doesn't make that amendment, what they will be paid is very, very low, of a capped amount of $170 per week. And that is exactly the problem, Lee, because right now, with our temporary disability insurance, people can't take, especially low-income workers, they just simply cannot take the leave even if they wanted to. And that's what Governor Cuomo actually was saying with what happened with his late father.
Yes.
That he wished that he would have taken more time to be with his father. And while he was in a position where he would be able to do that, a lot of low-income workers are not able to do that.
But what about the position of businesses who feel like, you know, you just gave me the $15 minimum wage. I don't know how I'm going to afford that. Now I'm going to have to pay perhaps 2/3 of their salary for up to 12 weeks while they're not here. What do you expect from me as a business owner?
You are absolutely correct. I'm so glad you are bringing up that point. And the thing is that what's so wonderful about this bill is that it is solely paid for by the employees. So employers are actually going to pay zero. So if someone has to take time off, like let's say 12 weeks, but it doesn't even have to be 12 weeks. Perhaps they need less time than that. But if they need to take time off, that is being paid by basically an insurance system that is in place, and the people who are paying for that are the employees themselves. And we are talking about very little amount of money, Lee, actually, approximately 45 cents that is going to be deducted from the employee's payroll in order to pay for the paid family leave.
So I'm going to be paying for paid family leave.
45 cents per week. And so we think that that is a very, very minimal
cost. So if I want to take advantage of this, I got to go get a family, and fast.
It doesn't have to be a family.
12 weeks, come on. It's the only time I'm going to get 12 weeks if I'm as long as I'm not unemployed.
Well,
fingers crossed.
Well, it could be for various reasons. You know, if also you have a family member who is ill and you need to take that time off, you will now be able to take that
time off
once this is passed, of course.
Uh-huh. So my concern, Yifat Shealtiel is a local attorney here in Ithaca, and she is a part of the State Coalition for Paid Family Leave. I understand the argument. I get it. I also understand that businesses feel that they are in a double bind right now. I get that as well. But if businesses aren't going to pay for it, they're not going to have a problem with it.
Well, hopefully they won't have a problem with it. And during the time that the employee is actually going to be taking that leave, they will not have to pay for that employee, and they'll be able to hire someone else on a temporary basis if, in fact, it is needed. But let me tell you, there's also, and California has had this for a very long time. They've had it since 2002, and it has been shown that it is working in California, and we are hoping to make it work in New York, too. Businesses have shown up to 93% that either they saw a positive effect or no effect at all.
That's a pretty good outcome. So if we were to look at this in New York State, my only concern is how the budget deliberations can evolve into big issues that concern the people becoming little more than bargaining chips at the end of the day. How do we make sure paid family leave, if it is a priority for New York State, becomes a reality?
Yeah, well, another part of what we want to also help pass, which currently the governor has not placed in his proposal, is to take the temporary disability insurance and actually update it. It has not been updated since 1989, and currently the cap on that is $170 per week. And simply, people cannot afford to take that time off, even if they need to. So that also needs to be updated. And part of what people can do, they can contact me, and I'm happy to help put them in touch with people where they can actually, their voice will matter. And specifically, what would be very helpful, we are looking for individuals who have been affected by the lack of paid family leave. So for example, if someone recently gave birth and just simply couldn't take the time off of work, even though they would have been able to take 6 to 8 weeks, and they simply couldn't do it because they couldn't afford to, please contact me. Your voice will make a difference.
So you're looking for these stories?
Yes, we are.
All right, Aoife, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me, you can either email me at ys@yslawgroup.com, or you can call at 607-273-3332.
Aoife Chaltiel, local attorney here in Ithaca and part of the State Coalition for Paid Family Leave. And if you are looking for more information, or you are one of these workers who have been impacted by a lack of paid family leave in New York State, call our guest Aoife today at 273-3332. That's 273-3332. Or you can email her at ys@yslawgroup.com. I'll go back to my original question. It's about you. Why does this matter to you?
It matters to me because in my practice, I work with a lot of women. I do surrogacy law. I practice reproductive law. And I see people being affected by this. And it is just very, very important. For example, right now, the 12-week paid family leave, if we don't have that, people who are adopting a child are not able to take paid family leave or to take any leave in order to bond with their new baby.
But, and you bring it up this way. You didn't put it in terms of new mom's rights. You put it in terms of family rights, baby rights, being able to get to know your family before they ship you off to daycare until you're 18. This is seriously, though, this is about prioritizing, making sure family can still have a place in this economy.
That's right. And I think it is very, very important. And I believe Governor Cuomo has also made it a point that New York does need to recognize that family is important and we do need to support our families.
We got a rule around here. Family first.
That's right.
Doesn't that make sense?
It does, Lee.
So since it's a rule in our building, shouldn't it be the law of the land?
Well, we're hoping to start with the paid family leave.
For the record, I'm not licensed to practice law in this or any other state of mind. You are, however.
Yes.
You can get a hold of Aoife, our guest, at 273-3332, 273-3332. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I want to thank you because this obviously means a lot to you, and I also want to invite you back anytime.
Oh, thank you so much, Lee. I appreciate that.
Aoife Chaltiel from the Chaltiel Law Group. You can get a hold of her today, 273-3332.